The 2011 General Assembly passed legislation stopping public funding of any abortion providers, which meant Planned Parenthood. The private health organization challenged the law in U.S. District Court. The court ruled in favor of Planned Parenthood, temporarily striking down the law. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the same way, and the U.S. Supreme Court opted not to hear the appeal, leaving in place the appeals court's decision. Indiana anti-abortion groups say the court system has failed the taxpayers by not upholding what American Family Association of Indiana Executive Director Micah Clark says is a policy statement from the state.
I don't believe anybody or any organization has a right to public funding, so we would like to have seen the court review this and look at our policy decision made by our legislators.
Planned Parenthood of Indiana President Betty Cockrum says the law meant to stop money for abortions was only going to hurt low-income Hoosiers' access to health care.
This is about preventive health care, life-saving health care, breast and testicular exams, pap tests, birth control. It's all about good basic health care.
The case now goes back to U.S. District Court for a hearing on the permanent fate of the law. A date for that hearing has not been set. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.